Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kif Gimel. We're holding at the very top, brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah focuses on the entitlement of Kohanim to the Oirois of the Karban Oila, as well as to Shar Karbanis. And our Mishnah begins, Kol Shalei Zocha HaMizbeach B'Bsara Leizochu Kohanim B'Oira. One is dependent on the other. If the Mizbeach has no schus, no entitlement to the basar, then the kahanim don't get an entitlement to the oil. Now what type of lashon is that the kahanim don't have an entitlement if the mizbeach doesn't have an entitlement to the basar? It should simply say that the mizbeach didn't get the basar on the maracha. What's this koshaloi zocha mizbeach? So therefore Rashi points out, top Rashi, he's going she'ira b'psul koidim zrika t'lehoi salo shas heter l'mizbeach. There was never a shasa kosher, never a shasa heter. In such a case, since the mizbeach didn't have a schus, didn't have an entitlement to the basar, then the kahanim don't get the art. What Rashi is effectively saying is that what happens if the carbon was brought to kashrus, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, everything was done perfectly. So at this point, one should have put up the evarim of the oila onto the mizbeach. But guess what happened? At the last moment, unfortunately, some of those evarim got posel be, tamei, yoitza, whatever. But initially, the mizbeach had a schus, had a schia in these kabbonis, in this carbon. But unfortunately, we weren't able to go and follow through and implement that schus because ultimately the basar became basal. Makes no difference. The kahanim at this point can be zoche in the or. The kohanim get the or. That's what our Mishnah is telling you. It's only if loy zocham is beach b'psara. There was never a schus because the carbon was posel before we even got to first base. Before the zrika, the carbon is already posel. That's the case. The carbon is no good. Then the or is no good. The kohanim don't get the or. You're wondering what happens to the or? Yeah. What happens to the carbon? A carbon that becomes possible for Zrika, for that matter, a carbon that becomes possible after Zrika, if it's Kochi Kudishim, there's a special base adeshin in the Azara where it's burned, and if it's Kochim Kalim, you go and burn it Lichutz Lamachna outside Yerushalayim. So therefore, once again, what Amish is telling us is, the right of the Kahanim to the Or is not exactly the same as the right of the Mizbeach to the Basar. Meaning, that if the Mizbeach received the Basar, then for sure the Kahanim get the Or. If the Mizbeach did not get the Basar on the Maracha, then it depends. Why not? If the reason is because post-Zrika, this carbon became possible, the Kahanim still get the R because the Mizbeach had a schus in that basar initially, even though ultimately we were not able to implement that schus, to exercise the schus, because it became basar. However, if it was basar already before the Zrika, so the Mizbeach never got entitled, never had a schus in this carbon. In that case, then the Kahanim don't have an entitlement into the oil. What do we do with that carbon? Oila? We have to go and burn it on the Beis Hadeshen inside the Azara because it's a apostle of the carbon. What are we going to do with the R? The R presumably is still attached to the carbon, so it's going to be burned on the Beis Hadeshen together with the Basar. Anyway, how do we know that one is dependent on the other, and how do we know that Kahanim get a right to the Oiroish? Then it says in the Pasuk. Pasuk number one in the beautiful Gemara of Radovid, Va'akoyin ha-makrivis oilas ish, the kohanim that bring the oilas ish. We don't mean only the kohen that actually does the avoda. We mean all the kohanim of that base av that have a schus, that have a right to do the avoda. What happens? Or hu oila ashe hikriv, va'akoyin lo yeh, the oirois of the kabanas oila, they belong to the kohanim of that base av. Okay, so it's dafka azamin oilas ish, which means that it's actually brought for a carbon. Shnema, going back to the Mishnah, shnema oilas ish, oilish ultzali ish. Once the oil was oilat ish, what means oilish ultzali ish? That the person can go and check it off on his ledger that he was mekayim his mitzvah to bring the carbon oil. Why? because it was a kosher korban at least until after the Zrika. In that case, he was Yotzi Yedei Chavasa, even if subsequently the korban unfortunately became possible. And you couldn't put it on the Maracha, because Hekter Chalom Beivarim is not Ma'akev. So his korban was good, the Kahanim get their art. So that's one dependent on the other. If there's an oil of the ish, then oilu oila, then the oil ashikav, then it goes to the kohen. But the vice versa is in such a case where the oil is not oilily ish because it became possible pre zrika, and the kahanim don't get the oil.
Does it remain kodesh and susceptible to meila?
What does that mean?
I mean, so somebody takes the ore after this pusel korban is being taken out, mm-hmm. Somebody flays the ore from the busser and takes it. Are they transgressing meila?
Like kodesh kudishim, yes, because the din of meila applies to kodesh kudishim even when the animal is still alive. So lachas kamakama when the animal did not have a matir as a result of the dam. Kochim Kalim, there's no din of Me'ila by the live animal, and therefore, even after it's Geshochten, the Oyris don't belong to the Kahanim anyway, they belong to the Balim, as we'll see shortly in the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah talks about the first halacha that we have at the beginning of our Masechta, and says, Oyle Shinishchata Shaloy Lishma, Avabishli Olza Labalim, Oyre Lekahanim. As you remember, the first Mishnah, Kolazvacham Shinizvachul Shaloy Lishma, what's halacha? Shadim, Elishli Olza Balim Shimchoy Vachutz, Lipesach Vachatas. Aha. We're not talking about Vachatas, we're talking about the carbon oil. Carbon oil, even though it was Nishchat Shaloy Lishma, it's a kosher carbon. So Avu Bishlei Olzul Labalim, even though the Mishnah said Ksheirim Alishlei Olul Labalim Meshum Choyva. So I might think maybe the Oyris don't go to the Kahanim. No, Or the Kahanim. Why? Because as long as the carbon is a kosher carbon, even if it wasn't Oylishim Choyva, the Kahanim get their Oyris. Now, even though the pasuk used the expression Vakoyne Makrevis Oylas Ish. It's Echad Oylesa Ish, be Echad Oylesa Isha. We don't discriminate. It's both men bringing a carbon and women bringing a carbon. We're just saying the Kahanim. Oyris Kochim Kalim, those go the bottom. Like we said a moment ago, that if a person brought, for instance, a carbon Shlomim, then the Balim, the owner of the Shlom, just like he gets the flesh of the carbon, with the exception, of course, of the Choz of the Sheikh that goes to the Kahanim, but everything else he gets, so he takes the oil as well. Oil is called Shikudashim, meaning not just the oil that we spoke about, but also Chatas and Anosham, Ukadoyma, that goes to the Kahanim, that goes to the Kahanim. Now, how do I know? Kavachoymer. Umayim oila shaloy zochu bibsara. When it comes to carbon oila, the Kahanim don't get the basa, it goes kuloy on the Marach. They get the oil. There they do get the basa. They have the right to go and eat the chatas and the asham. And it is the they should be zoicha in the oil. So nice kavuchimet. So the Mishnah, maybe you're going to go and say mizbeach yoichiach. What means mizbeach yoichiach? Because mizbeach, you have cases that it's zocha ba'asba, but it's not zocha ba'oir. Which case is that? For instance, every carbon oil. Every carbon oil, you put the basar of the oil on the mizbeach, it's kula kalu, but the oil goes to the kehanim. So therefore, how can you go and say in this kabachim, madachim oil, li zoch b'psara, zoch b'oira, kachikudushish zoch b'psara, avadar avadar shi b'zoich in the oil. Every case, the mizbeach is zoicha in the basar of the oil, and it's never zoicha in the oil. So that's a chayra, a pircha on your kal b'chaymer. Says Zimor, ein mizbeach yichiach. No, the mizbeach is not a pircha. She'en le oir b'chol mokayim. The mizbeach has no shaykhis to oirais. You never have an oir on the mizbeach. If it's kochi kudashim, it goes to the Kahanim. If it's Kochim Kalim, it goes to the Baalim. If it's Apostle Korban, go and burn a base of Dashan. You never ever have the oil on the Mizbech. So therefore, since it doesn't have a Shaykhus, you can't go and ask a Teichochim. Oh, Mizbech Yichiyach Sheinle, it never has an oil, doesn't have a Shaykhus to the oil. Good. Zot Yimar. We start again, it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Pasik, Oilas Ish. It's Tanarban. Oilas Ish. By an oil of a person, it's a kosher carbon. What do? We give the oil to the Kahanim. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Hakoyin Makrev is oil as ish. The oil of oil, Hakoyin lo yir. Aha. Says now the Brayso, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. how we darsh in the oilas ish, says the Tanakama, karat the oilas hegdish. If you have an oil of hegdish, then the or doesn't go to the kahana. So now you're wondering, what does that mean, oilas hegdish? The Gemara is going to ask that question in another two lines. Your friend could. Mitch will see in another two lines. The Gemara is going to ask, what means oilas hegdish? No, don't be nervous. Dibra Yehuda. Everything is fine. Next one, the Amr Biyos of Yehuda, Aymer, proudly oilas gerim, a ger who brings a carbon oila. Again, the or does not go to the kohen. Okay, now the Gemara is first going to explore what means proudly oilas hegdish. On the bottom of the Amud, we're going to explore what means proudly oilas gerim. And we start again. My proudly oilas hegdish. What does that mean? Oilas hegdish, the or does not go to the kohen. Zun Rav Chiya bar Yosef. We're going to have now three shotim in the Gemara. First shot is that the oilas hegdish we're referring to is probably oila haba'a min ha-moisareis, an oila which is a derivative of another carbon, and therefore it's moiser, it's ibigiblin, it remains behind. What do you mean? What's the ibigiblin was remained behind? What are you talking about? We're talking about lemushel, says Rashi, a carbon osha. We know that there's a famous sin about the Chumash Chatois Meisois, and then we know that have something similar by the carbon Asham, that in certain instances an Asham cannot be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. For instance, what are we talking about? Tumuras Asham, or an Asham Shemesu Baalov, or Shekipu Baalov Biacher. Meaning, Tumuras Asham, a person says, Zu Tumuras Zu on an Asham. So then it does get Kedusha of a Tmuras Asham, but you cannot bring it for a carbon Asham. Similar, an Asham Shemesa Balat, Yankel set aside a carbon Asham to go and bring on in Beis HaMikdash. Before he had a chance to bring it, unfortunately he passed away. What do we do with that carbon Asham? Cannot bring it. What happens if you have Shekibu Bala Biacher? Meaning a Yankel had originally set aside a carbon for an Asham. Unfortunately, that Asham had Kemachta up later. It ran away. He went and was Mavdil and Mafresh, another behemoth for an Asham, and he brought it. And Baruch Hashem, we found the original Asham. So these are all Moisarois, these are all derivatives of the original Asham. What do you do with these Ashamites? So the Gemara says elsewhere, a Yiru, the Imachro, the Yipli of the Mayim, and the Dabah. What you're supposed to do is go and allow these carbonis Asham to go and get a mum, let them go and graze in the pasture, they'll get a mum eventually, and then you'll sell them, and you'll take the money, and you'll use that money to go for Nidab. Now we're going to have a machloikis momentarily in the Gemara, exactly what we mean by Nidab. But the Gemara assumes initially that the Nidab means Nidvas Tzibur, that it belongs to the money of the Lishka Sagozis of the Beis HaMikdash, and any day that it was an off day, I'm sorry? Yeah, an off day like today, it's a rainy day, so people don't want to go out, and they don't want to get wet, and they're on their umbrellas, or whatever, and there weren't too many kabbanas brought that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mizbeach was almost embarrassed, there were no kabbanas. So then the Kahanim would go and dig into those Nidvas Tzibur, take out those monies, use them to go and buy behemoths, and they took those behemoths and they brought them for karbonos oila on the Mizbeach. Okay, so now what happens to the oirois from those karbonos oila? Ah, that's what the pasuk is saying. Krat oila segdish. There the oirois do not go to the kohanim. So what happens to those oirois instead? You go and sell those oirois, and you put those monies back into the lishka, and you'll use it to go and buy future karbonos oila. So again, when we said oilas hegdish, we're talking about a moiser of an asham limashal. The Gemara later on is going to give it a case also of a moiser of a chatos. I know you're already nervous. How can you have a moiser of a chatos? Mitchum will address this a little bit later on. But Rashi said a moiser of an asham. What happens to that carbon? You don't bring it for carbon asham. You wait until it gets a mum. You sell it. You go and buy a carbon oila. That oila belongs not to the tzibur. Rashi says so much so that it belongs to the tzibur. That the nesachim come from the tzibur. The original owner of the asham does not do smich on this asham. He cannot go and shecht it. It's not his, because it's not his carbon oila. It belongs to the tzibur. Okay, and there the oirois do not along to the Kohen. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Meaning that this Yankel who had the extra remaining three Ashomois, Tmuras Oshim, Oshim Shmei Sabalev, Oshim Shmei Sabalev, he wouldn't be around. But the point is, his Yoidish or what have you, that belongs now to the Yochid, it doesn't belong to the Tzibur. So the Choyr is no different than any other Oiler which is brought by the Tzibur. So what happens now? Wouldn't I say that just like he gets credit for bringing this Oiler in the Beis Mikdash, it's his carbon, so shouldn't the Oiler go to the Kahanim like any normal, regular Nidvas Yochid? My Iklamema was Zuckman, what do you do in such a case? No, even the man, the Yama that holds the Moisores of an Oshem, gold, and Nidvas Yachid, would also agree that the Kehanim do not get the Oireis. Why not? Kidama Rava. Who Oila, Oila Rishaina, Hachanami Oila, Oila Rishaina. What means Oila, Oila Rishaina? So now we look at Pasuk number 2 on the side of these beautiful Gemaras. For Eishon Mizbeach took at Boilo Sich Be Uvir Oleha Koin Eitzim, Ba Boike, Ba Boike, Ba Orach Oleha. Who Oila? The Hikter Oleha Chel Viashlam. What's the Who Oila? Imar Darshan, so Oila comes to tell you that the first carbon that's brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash has to be the carbon oilas tamid. By the way, the last carbon that's brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash is all to the carbon tamid, except for Erev Pesach. But otherwise, the carbonas are between two bookends, the oilas tamid in the morning and the oilas bein raboyim in the afternoon. Okay, zeifine. So that's what that oiler comes to say. What does it have to do with us? Ah. Our pasuk also uses the expression "Va'koyin ha'makrevis oilas ish" or "Who oila?" I say oila means oila rishayna. Oila rishayna here doesn't mean the first oila of the day. It doesn't mean oila summit, but it means an oila which was originally an oila from inception. That from the very beginning of this animal's kedusha, it was an oila, as opposed to a moiser ha'asham that started off as an asham and eventually became an oila. It itself, of course, doesn't become an oila. You sell it after it gets a mum, and you buy a brand new oila. But this name is really a derivative of a pre-existing kedusha of an asham. It's not an oila rishoina. Therefore, the oir does not go to the kahanim. Rather, the oir is going to go and stay with the Beis HaMikdash. What will they use it for? They'll use it for it to go and buy new karbanis. They'll sell the oirois and buy new karbanis with that money. That's teretz number one in the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Oilas ish prat oilas hegdish means prat le oila habom and hamaisaris. Now we have pshat number 2. Reb Ivy om Reb Yana prat le matvis oila lebedekabais. What means matvis oila lebedekabais? Yankel owns a carbon oila. How do you own a carbon oila? He originally had a behemoth. He decided he wants to go and bring a carbon oila to the Beis HaMikdash. He's makdish it and he says, you animal, you are now a carbon oiler, now it has kedusha oiler. And then he decides that he wants to give this oiler away to the Bedek Habayis. Now what does exactly mean that he wants to give it away to the Bedek Habayis? He means to say that whatever rights I have in this oiler should belong to the Bedek Habayis. Of course the rights he have are very, very slim. Because it's a kedushas oiler. He already made a kedushas oiler. He already marked it. So now you're ready. You're getting to the tariff. You can't go to you. Once you make a carbon. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. Matzis. Matzis means to attach to this oiler a kedusha better kabbai. To be toy. To be chap. Sorry?
You are taking from the Kedushas of water, you are making it into Kedushas better Kabbai, so it's like Meila.
Mr. Friedlander, you're 100% right.
But it's not going to remain that way. It's only temporary.
Okay, so I see everybody's in Ganta, Tzavid, Tzakoch, Tzemish, Tzachish, Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem, Rizcho D'Araisa. And the answer is, of course it remains the Kedushas Aguf of the Kedushas Oil. The question is, can you superimpose upon it yet another level of Kedusha, Kedushas Bedek Kabayis? In which respect?
It's lower.
It's a lower form of Kedusha, but can you add it? Can you now have in this same animal, it has now two levels of Kedusha. The higher level that it had before of Oila, Kedushas Aguf.
It's more ownership than Kedusha.
Now you already have the answer. And can you add to that now another level of kedusha, the kedusha of bedik abayis? Zokti mar loy mi boy lemandi yama kochi bedik abayis tafsi mederaisa elafil lemandi yama loy tafsi hanimili baser abel oir tafsi. What the Gemara tells us is that mietshem, we're going to get to mesechtes tamura, we're going to see that there's in fact a machloikis whether or not you could add another level of kedusha to the oila and say besides it being the kedusha's guf of an oila, it should also have bedik abayis. It's going to be a machloikis between ula and the makshin in the Gemara, which Rashi doesn't identify. What's an afkamina between whether or not you add this additional level of kedusha? So the Gemara tells us, if you hold that kodshi bedik abayis tafsi midyaraisa, what it means is that this karbon should have been brought by Yankel, the owner, if he would have brought it on his own without being matfis at lebedik abayis. What would happen to the karbon? Like any karbon, you bring the baser on the maracha, it's an oiler, and the kahanim gets the oil.
Right.
However, since he made it into matfis lebedik abayis, guess what happens? The kedushas oiler, the baser, still goes on the maracha. That nothing happened. Why? Because that baser doesn't belong to him. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the mizbech. It belongs to the bainu shalayim. You can't go and sell a kadosh baruch hu's goods, so to speak. However, there is the oil. Now, even though the oil doesn't belong to the balim, it's an oila, but the kehanim only get the schus in the oil once the carbon is being brought for a carbon. The carbon wasn't brought for a carbon yet, so therefore the kehanim were not zoich yet in the oil. That's where the Hadfasa Lebedik Abayis grabs the oil and says that when this carbon will be brought in Mietz Hashem, in a day or in a month or whenever, the oiris will not go to the Kahanim. The oil is going to go to Bedik Abayis.
How can someone make a masna on Hegdash? How can you... I mean, we have the principle that Hegdash of a behema, it spreads to the whole animal. The Mishnah is saying that if it's a regular Ola, the Kohanim are Zacha. How can I inhibit that Hegdash from also attaching to the skin and going to the Kohanim of whatever
Mishnah? Very good. So look, please, at the second line of the wide lines of the Rashi. Rashi says, Bosar.
Yes.
You have that? Right, second white line, middle of the line, Mr. Yes,
it's not bold. It's not bold in these Gemaras, but
I'm sorry. Okay, which you can ask for a refund. You have in the middle of the second white line. Second white line, you have the word basar.
Yeah.
The shom is be'achu, the ein kedusha chala alav she'ena shaloy alpin. It's not his. He can't go and add kedusha or subtract kedusha from the basar hakarbon. Right, that's how Rashi thought. Basar, the shom is be'achu. It belongs to the mizbeach. It belongs to the bunch. Ein kedusha chala alav she'ena shaloy. The mizbech never has an entitlement to the oil. The kahanim akati lezochu bay, and the kahanim also weren't zoichi yet because the carbon hasn't been brought yet. So therefore, by being madvis, you can go and grab hold onto the oil and say this oil is not going to go to kahanim. This oil is going to go to the bedik abayis.
If the mechanism of the Mishnah is intact and the mizbeach is zocha and the basar, the kohanim of that mishmar are zocha and the or, it's like saying I'm makdish the heart of the animal and I'm not makdish the lungs of the animal. It's a package. The animal by definition is a package. How can you if this is the mechanism of hegdish of an ola, how can you slice it?
So how can you skin it? That's exactly why Rabbi Yehuda is telling us this givaldige chiddush. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu write the pasuk and say, "Vakoyin amakrav es oilas ish"? What's oilas ish? I mean, oilas ish, not oilas isha. Oilas ish, not oilas cotton. Oilas ish, not oila vagoy. And oilas and oilas and oila. It should just simply say, "Vakoyin amakrav es oila." What's up? This oilas ish to go and tell you that if the hegdish has rights to it, then the oil doesn't go to the kahanim. It's got to be dafka that the full ownership rights belong to the ish and don't belong to hegdish.
How does
hegdish get a right to this?
Exactly.
Because the owner of this animal had a right to be makdish to an oila, and the Mizbeach was immediately Zoicha in the Basar, but the Kahanim were not immediately Zoicha in the Or. Since they're not Zoicha in the Or yet, I, the owner of this Oila, can Chap Tzacharayin, I can go in front of the Kahanim and say, Kahanim, you didn't get it yet, we didn't Shechti yet, you have no entitlement to it yet, and I can go and convey that monetary right to the Bedek HaBayis. Right. So therefore, before the Kahanim gets the right to it, the Bedek HaBayis gets the right to it. Dozot Rabbi, Rabbi Vom Rabbi Yanei, Prat Namatas Oil Bedek HaBayis. And let me buy the Mandiyama, because the Bedek HaBayis tafsi Medir Aisa. There is a Mandiyama that holds even Menat Torah. The Bedek HaBayis can chap Tzacharayin and get part of this carbon, meaning the oil. El afil Mandiyama, loy tafsi, min HaTorah. That's Hani Mili Basar, because the Basar said Rashi belongs to the Mizbech. Aval Oir, which does not belong to the Mizbech, but rather at the moment is if you will, in twilight, it's kind of hefker, because the Kahanim don't have an entitlement to it. The Mizbech doesn't have an entitlement to it. So if a person says, I make a Bedek HaBayis, then the Bedek HaBayis chaps it and they get the oil.
Mechanically, how does it work? The person is makdish to the Bedek HaBayis, and the oil goes to Bedek HaBayis, and the baser promotes, automatically is promoted to Kedushas.
That we're going to talk about shortly.
Okay.
So far we had two pshatim in the Prat Oyla section. One was Hegdish Oyla Men HaMoisorois. Number two was a person who's Matvis Lebedek HaBayis. And V'chein Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav Avua Prat Oyla HaBo Men HaMoisorois. The V'chein goes on the first pshat, not on the second pshat. But Omer Rav Nun Omer Rav Nachman, you're telling me that this pshat is the Hegdish means Men HaMoisorois. Kiman Krab Yehuda. We're talking leave the Rebuda because that was the price. And Rabban probably is Hegdish to Rebuda. Could Rebuda? A hard debate. Rebuda changed his mind. Would he change his mind? The time we have a price. Voice straight in the price. Shisha the Nedava. Six go for the Nedava. Well, what does that mean? Six go for the Nedava. So you remember from Mesech the Shkolim that inside the Lishka where they had the funds, that Lishka had 13 shoifarais. We don't mean the shoifar that you blow on Rosh Hashanah. We mean pushkalach that looked like a shoifar. Okay, so what were the 13 for? So if you look at the Rashi, the fourth line, Rashi tells us about the first seven. Rashi, middle of the line, fourth line. Shishal Nadav, look at Rashi. We're talking about those 13 pushkis that were in the base of Mikdash. The cost of Alayim. The first seven had on them the following writing. Number one is Taklin Charetim, the new shkolim for the new year. Second was Taklin Atikin, old shkolim from the previous year. Kinim, person who was menadet, a kan, means two oifalach. The goizole, oila, or a person who only bring one goizle and not two. One was for Eitzim, one was for Levoina, one was for Zov Lekapoiris. So we have seven altogether. What's a seven? Taklin Charetim is one, Taklin Atikin is two, Kinim three, because only all is four, Eitzim is five, Levoina is six, so the Kaparitis is seven, and now we have six remaining ones in the Nedava. Question is, what does that mean in the Nedava? So back to the Sanya Shish in the Nedava, what does that mean? Our case. Shluya Kahanim Zakoin Bi Oira Dibra Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda basically is repeating what we explained Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying that these six for Nedava means those people had a Moisaris, they had extra carbonis left over. And here Rashi explained that the Moisaris doesn't only have to mean like you had the case of the Asham, that you had extra Ashams. How many people have an extra Asham? Never a person was Mafrish, was Makdish, and Karma Asham, he passed away. How often does that happen? How often does a person make a Tmura Asham? But you can have Moisaris of extra funds. How extra funds? I went to the store to go and buy a Bahama for a Karma Chatzis, the Mashal. I was under the impression that a Chatzis cost $500, and therefore I said, okay, you $500. You're muktish for buying a carbon chattis. I go to the store, there's a special clearance sale, and you can get it for $3.99. So I have now $101 left over. What do I do with it? Since I said I'm bringing it for carbon chattis, so that's moisaris, that would also go into the pushka for in the base of Mikdash. So that would all fill up these six pushkas. Okay. What's the halacha by these moisars? Shloi kahanim zakon ba'oiro. The halacha is that the kahanim do not get a schus in the ar, and that was the halacha that we started off. The rabban, the sish, the hegdish, the rebbe Yehuda. So that so far it's all perfect. But only Reb Nachamia. Reb Nachamia said now to Reb Yehuda, the amil of Reb Shimon. In Cain, according to your pshat, Reb Yehuda, be tal to medrash shel yoyoda akoyin. Don't you remember the famous drash of yoyoda akoyin? The sanya zeh medish dorash yoyoda akoyin. Oshem who? Oshem, Oshem, Lashem. what's shver? This pasuk says that the Oshim goes totally to the Bodhi Shver. Now the Gemara leaves out a shtickel over here, and Rashi supplies that shtickel that Yehoyada HaKohen asked the stira between this pasuk and another pasuk that says that the Oshim goes to a Kohen. If you look at the Rashi, 3-6 lines into the wide lines, you see again the middle of the line Oshim LaShem.
Yeah.
He says Yehoyada HaKohen, Iyaf she Oshim LaShem. You can't say that Oshim goes totally to Hashem. Shekvar Nem, I have another pasuk Oshim LaKohen. Kechatis ka Oshim Toyachas LaHem. So I have a pasuk that says that the Kohen gets the Kohen and Hashem. But you just said now the Hashem goes to Hashem. So make up your mind, okay, son. Kol davar haba mi moiser chatos, ki goin mafish mois lechatos evini tois imahem, which we just spoke about. He had extra money left over. And here we're not only talking about chatos, we're also talking about specifically moiser asham mois. That's the seed of the two psukim, Hashem and Hashem. Ki goin hanach li'az li'raya, the kaim olon like we had before. What happens now? Going back to our Gemara, I have now a stira. One pasuk says Hashem Lashem. I have the other pasuk that says Kechatas Kehashem Torah Achas Lachem Lakoyin. Make up your mind. Oh, short Gemara. If it's a derivative of a chatas v'yashim, because it's moisarois, extra funds, extra kabonis, what do you do with those extra funds? You don't buy a chatas or an ashim. But yilkach by oilis, you're going to go and bring a carbon oila. Habasar will be lashem. The oil will be lako yehanim. And that's pshat in the pasuk. Kechatas ka'ashim, toira achas lahem, toira that it goes to the koyim. So even though that pasuk on the surface is talking about the original chatas, the original asham, but that's not how Yehoyada HaKohen understood the psukim. Hidash, we're talking about an oil which is a derivative of the original chatas ve'asham, a moiser. And we find that the braisa ends here, and the Yehuda was speechless. Therefore, the Gemara is assuming that the Yehuda agreed to Reb Nechemia and Reb Shimon when they said, don't remember the drash of Yehoyada HaKohen. Then in this case we have Moisarois, you know where the Oiris go? To the Kohanim. So in Bazoif, in this first Pshat falls away. We no longer have the Pshat of Moisar. The Pshat itself becomes, if you will, Moisar, because this is no longer the correct Pshat after we heard the drash of Yehoyada HaKohen. Is Amalais, he said to him, Elamar B'mai Moikama, no, so how do you learn Pshat in that original Rabbi Yehuda, and for Yehuda change his mind? I learned that the pshat in the Oila Segdish has now a third pshat. What's that third pshat? The pshat of Rabbi Yeshua mit Maknish Nechasav. What is that all about? Maknish Nechasav. A person is, for whatever reason, he wants to thank a good Baruch Hu, maybe he's on his deathbed, whatever the story is, he decides he's giving all of his nechassim away, all for Hegdish. And Maknish nechassim, everything back on Mikol Kol. And there's a Gemara elsewhere where he had in mind the Mishul Stalks and Tefillin. Did he want to be Maknish even that? Or does he at least have in mind subtly or subconsciously certain things? But our Gemara doesn't deal with that, but only deals with Bahayu Behen. Among those possessions that he was Maktish, he had Behemois Haru'uyois Legabi Mizbeach Zechar Munakevois. Barry, you were referring to this a few minutes ago. Person Maktish on the Chosim. Automatically, when a person Maktish in the Chosim, the assumption is it all goes with Bedek Habayis. But the problem is, those things which are Bedek Habayis, so his table, his chair, his shirts, his pants, any type of possessions that he has which are inanimate, okay, goes to Bedek Habayis. What is Bedek Habayis going to do with it? So if they can use it, they use it. If they can't use it, they'll sell it. They need a new table, and they got a new table, oh, I'm a chai. They need new chairs, wonderful. But if not, they'll sell it. That's what the Gizbar's job is to do. But what happens if among the Nechassim, you also have Behemoth, or Uyathim, Mizbeach? So what happens? What's those? Now we have Machlech. Yes? What you're saying is the words of Reb Lezer. But Reb Yeshua disagrees. You have Reb Lezer on your side. Reb Lezer ben Horkinus. No small problem.
Reb Lezer Godel.
Reb Lezer Godel, exactly. So what are Reb Lezer oimer? Zechorim yimachur letzorchei oilois lekebis yimachur letzorchei zivchei shlamim utemein yiplum shar nechosu lebedek habayis. Says Reb Lezer, they also go lebedek habayis. But not that we go and just say, Gizbarim, go and just sell it stamazoi. But there is a certain kedusha which is attaches to it. Of course, he was makdish everything. So what do you do? if there are zecharim, we put up a big sign and we say, does anybody need a carbon, a behaim zochar, for purpose of a carbon oil? So Beryl raises his hand, yes, I could use one. Okay, I hereby sell it to you for $100, $500, whatever it is. He takes that zochar and he brings it for carbon oil. Who gets the money now? The money goes to Berek Abayis, because he was makdish everything with Berek Abayis. What happens if he has Nekevis? Nekevis cannot be brought for a carbon oil. So, anybody can use a carbon shlom. Yeah, I can use a carbon shlom. I sell it to you for $100, and the money goes to the man Yiplum Shabbat Achos and Berek Abayis. Very simple, very straightforward. So even though they were royal Mizbeach, they don't become the carbonoids automatically. They are sold to someone who needs an oil, who needs a shlom, and they become that person's carbon, and the money goes to Berek Abayis. Rabbi Shu'aymer, Zecharim Atzmam Yikarvu Oilois. Since the Zecharim are Ru'uyim to be oilois, the Kedusha that he gave it becomes a carbon oil. He doesn't give it to Berek Abayis. It becomes a carbon oil.
Directly.
They have to be sold for shlomim. You can't sell them for oilois. You can't bring them from oilois because it's going to keva. The main oilois. And after you sell them, you take the money and you bring, with the money you bring a carbon oil. Now why, Taka? I mean, I understand why Rabbi Shua says that once you're makdish a behema, you can't just leave it kedushas berik abayis, but it gets upgraded automatically to kedushas mizbeach. You bring it for an oil. So why don't I say the same thing that comes in the kevois, that it becomes automatically kedusha shlamim? Why does it say that you sell them to those that need a shlamim? You take the money, use it for oil. What's pshat? Explains Rashi.
Because it's two different, the types of karbanos are two different levels.
Okay, this is an oil and this is a shlamim. So continue on. So
because they're different levels, you don't want to downgrade it. It's still a karban, it's still ro'oy l'mizbeach, but it's not the same level of kedusha.
Okay, so
the type of karban.
So Rashi explains along the lines that you are now walking, that the difference between the oil and the shlamim is because when a person is makdish everything, remember we're talking about libidur bishua, kuntra blazer, everything is berek abayis. Kuntra bishua, those things which you roy for carbon, you bring for carbon. The reason for that, explains Rashi, is that the das of a person, we are assessing the psyche of the average reasonable man in the street. When he's makdish older than the chosim, we assume, according to bishua, that those things which are roy for the mizbeach, he in fact had in mind that it should be brought for the mizbeach and not for berek abayis. After all, he didn't say specifically, I'm makdish all my nechosim for berek abayis. He just simply said, I make all my nechosim hegdish. So those things which are roy for the mizbeach, bring for a carbon. Those things which are not roy for the mizbeach, go to berek abayis. Aha. We go one step further. Just like when you give something to berek abayis, it's cool oil of berek abayis. Same thing in the behemoth that he's bringing. Also cool oil. Ligvoya. An oiler goes cool ligvoya. A shlamim, if we were to say that these nakedas become shlamim, so what happens to the flesh? It belongs to the balim. But the balim was makdashit. His kavana, in his psyche, we look into his mind and we say, he wanted to make everything as kodesh as possible, and that's the reason why he was makdash everything. So therefore, it has to get a kedushas oiler. But on the keva, can't get a kedushas oiler. You're right. Sell it for shlamim and take the money and use it for kedushas oiler. Bashar and Achosim and everything else, the inanimate objects, give a little bit of kapais.
Excuse me, the flour and oil are not discussed here. Royal Mizbeach, and are they sold?
Good question. We'll have Mishnah when we get to that Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah is in Mesechtes and Behei. What's in Behei?
Tamura.
Okay, in Tamura Mishnah. In Tamura we'll get to that. What are we going to do with the. Okay. By the time you get to Tamura, it'll be so easy because you'll know all the assignments. Mechim are going to finish Zvachim in another 2 weeks or so. And you're going to find out, Mechim, that Menachis, about 50% Menachis, is Chazor of Zvachim. The other 50% is interest and. Exactly. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a vacation, Mechim, when we get to Menachis. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, says Zokti Gemara, "Afil Rabbi Yeshua the Amar Adam Choyle Kekdei Shoy." Even a Kodesh Rabbi Yeshua that says that a person, when he makes something hegdish, it doesn't become like one monolith hegdish, all of the same stripe, the same color. But when he makes something hegdish, some of it becomes bedek abayis, the inanimate objects, and some of it becomes actual kabbonis, like the scharim. But hani mili basar, that's tavka the basar. Avol oyer tavis. However, we're talking about the oyer. Then what happens is that the bedek abayis chapzachon on the oyer. This person was Maknish Nechasav, and therefore those Tzchorim which are royal Kabbonis get automatically upgraded, and you bring them for Oilois, but they get upgraded in terms of the Basar gets upgraded. But the Oil remains with the regular Hegdish of Bedek Abayis, and therefore the Bedek Abayis gets the benefit of that Oil. Now I know the new pshat now in the Prat Le'oilas Hegdish. So with this we've concluded the first part of the Gemara. We asked, what does that mean, Prat Le'oilas Hegdish? We had three pshatim. One pshat, Prat Le'moisarais. Those are derivatives of the Oshams, or even the Chatas. The second pshat we said was a person that was Matfiz Lebedek Abayis. And the third pshat that we just had was a person who's Makdish Kol Nechasav, according to Yeshua, that the Zchorim become Oilois, but nevertheless the Oilois go to Bedek Abayis and not to the Kahanim. And now we come to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that said proudly Oilois Geirim. Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer. Sorry?
But if he was Makdish, if he was Makdish to Bedek Abayis, or not if understood,
right,
would it also be the same thing?
What means he's Makdish to Bedek Abayis?
Pardon? Would it also be the Kahanim going exclusive?
When you say, what is he Makdish to Bedek Abayis? All the Chosav?
No, he's Makdish.
An animal. Okay, is it a Zohar or an Akeva?
It's a
Zohar. So we have Machlik Nabijan Rebbe and Reb Lezer Yeshua. Could Reb Lezer belong to the Bedek Abayis? They do with it whatever they want. Could Reb Yeshua, it's automatically an oil.
Right.
So what happens
in
this oil?
In that case, one could also be Tophis with the Bedek Abayis. But according to this last shot, why wouldn't that stem with the earlier shot? Because here also, Bedek Abayis should be Tophis.
If he goes and says on a particular animal, I'm not the shoe of Bedek Abayis, according to
me, it's not an ola. He has an ola.
An ola, in other words, he owns an island.
Right.
Okay, that was the more before Matrix of Bedek Abayis.
Right.
So Mare asked, so that pshat remained. Right, we didn't slug up that pshat, that was a good pshat. We slugged up the pshat about the Moisarais, right, because we found that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind, right, based on the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. So the other pshat, Batna Bedek Abayis, remained.
So why didn't he do that pshat?
This man, the Yama, didn't hold to that pshat, because when he started off the Gemara asked, what pshat, my pshat, or the Sagdish? So Rabbi Yehuda also said, Oy the Bama Nisaris, and then the other man, the Yama, Rabbi Aibor, Rabbi Yehuda said, Matlus, Oy the Bedek Abayis. Now, for some reason it appears that Yosef Yehuda didn't like that pshat of Matlus, Oy the Bedek Abayis. I also think so. If you remember, Barry was so upset you could see the frown on his face the whole time. How could it be that Oyla belongs? How can you go and play the Bedek Abayis? So maybe he holds it. Okay, we had three altogether. One of them we slugged up a libid rebuke. And now we have the Oyla's gate. Is omelet of simoy bar chukoy liravina or to ger lav issue. This is a very sensitive, touchy issue. It says in the pasuk prat. It says oilas ish. She's saying oilas ish prat legerim. A ger is nishkamech. A ger is ochen ish. Well, what's going on over here? Amalei, what we meant is prat leger shemeis vein leyarshim. We're talking about a ger that set aside a carbon oila. Unfortunately, he passed away. He has no yarshim. Question is, what happens to those oirois now? Those oirois do not go to the kehanim. Now the question is, why? Because the pasuk says oilas ish, the oil that belongs to a person. Doesn't belong to a person. It's a hefketik oil. So you can go and say, why are you talking about a ger? You could talk about anybody. Because anybody, everybody has yorshim. You'll see. If there's no will, you'll find 100 people from all over. They all are yorshim somehow or other. But a ger, hatnishka yorshim. It becomes hefket. If it becomes hefket, the or does not go to Tzakan. So who does the or go to after all? That's already a machloik, is among the mafarshim. Some say that the or is taka hefket. And anybody can go and run into the Azara and grab that R and take it for himself. Others say no, that you would go and use it and sell it and take the money to go and buy nesachim to bring together with that oil. Of course, every time you bring an oil in shlam, you have to go and bring nesachim. So in a number of different shatim, what you do with it, but it doesn't go to the... Yeah. And with this, we've finished the first shtickle of our Gemara, and now we have a brisa. Tana Rabbah. Again, it says in the pasuk, oilas ish. Ta'koin and makrabis, oilas ish. Ainli ela oilas ish. Oilas. Now here it is gerim. However, Rashi is not goyis, and the Shita takes out the word gerim, because we just spoke about gerim. Oilas noshim bavadim inayin. How do I know noshim bavadim are oots included in oilas ish? Tamaloimer. Or, hu oila riba. What's the riboy? Because after all, it could have simply said, ta'koin and makrabis, oilas. S who oiler? What's Hashem oiler? I'm sorry, we're talking about the or oiler. According to Makkavus, oiler ish, and then it says oru oiler. It could simply say oira la koyin lo yia. What's Hashem or who oiler? We're talking about an oiler, but that's not true. According to Makkavus, oiler ish oira la koyin lo yia. We'd have to say or who oiler. Riba is a special riba to go and add on the noshim bavad. It doesn't add on the gerim because eight gerim are excluded. A gerim means ain lo yarshim is excluded. So I don't need a riboy for kids. I had a mute. Good. If from the oiro oilam adding not only men but also noshim bavadim is oiv bazoi. So what do I use with the word ish? This is what we touched on at the beginning of the Mishnah. It's got to be a kosher oil. If, for instance, it was gishachtin with a machshev is pigle, the whole thing is pigle, then the mizbeach is not zocher bibsara, then the kahanim are not zocher, the kahanim is the kohen b'oil, they're not going to get the or either.
That's
burnt. It gets burnt, right. The whole carbon is possible, it gets burnt. Like the first Mishnah. And oila, even though it's a kosher carbon, but it's not oila lebalim, it's not oilas ish. I would think the Yukahanim is a carbon, but oila, therefore the carbon shouldn't get the art. Maybe it's for the extra hay. The more than exactly what the extra ribu is, because we already said use this arhu oila mimar v'noshim and avodim. So maybe it's arhu oila. Anyway, mikol mukam to go and tell you that this is an oila since it's a kosher oila. The kahanim do get the oil after all.
Just as a side point, avodim bringing an oila. Where do they get their money from to buy an oila? Why do they have?
I'm sure you've had the Gemaras that have said what happens when a person gives money to a heaven, Amanas She'en L'Rabbi Rishus Boy, that's his fault. Right? Continuing on the mark, Nikol Makam. Or Oila Ainli Ella Or Hu Oila. Oira is Kachi Kudushim Anayim. How do I know the Oiras of other Kachim? The only Pasuk that addresses Oirais is this Pasuk which we just learned now. How do I know that the Oiras of Achatas and Hashem also belong to the Kayim? Oirhu oila asher hikriv. Rashi says the ikriv, the extra words asher hikriv, is marba ul hakrovis, ul karbonis. Aha. See, oxeni marba kachim kalim. Tamaloimer oila gzuntai. Ba oila kachikudishim, I'll call kachikudishim. The bottom line is this, the Tanakama of this Brisa, who says that how do I know oila? Stay the fetish, oiru oila. How do I know kachikudishim? It says asher hikriv. How do I know not kachim kalim? Oila not. Kachim Kap. That's the Tanakh. Rabbi Shmuelai. Oiru oila ili elahu oila. Oira is kachi kachim minayin. How do I know kachi kudishim? Now Rabbi Shmuel could take the easy road and say, it says asher hikriv, but he learns it with a kal b'chaim. What's a kal b'chaim? The dinu. Umadach oila shle zoch b'psara, zoch b'oira. Madach karm oila v'kanim do not get the basa, but they get the oir. Kachi kudishim shizoch b'psara, that they have a right to eat the basa. And adin shizoch b'oira, chavad and avadach, go and get the oir. And we had that at the end of our Mishnah on the Yom Aleph, this Kal V'Chomer. But the Mishnah said, I have a problem with Mizbeach Yechiach. And if you remember, when we learned it, the Mishnah said, Ein Mizbeach Yechiach. Now what's the Mizbeach Yechiach? Shezacha Mibasa, B'lei Zacha B'Or. Mizbeach is always Zoich in the Basa, never Zoich in the Or. So the same thing should apply over here. You're trying to bring me a Raya from an Oila, Shezacha Zacha B'Psara. Zochu the oira, kachi kudishim is zochu bepsar. Then they vadish should get the r. No. A mizbeach is zoicha bepsar, and it's never zoicha in the r. So ibazoi, you could bring a rive from the mizbeach against your kavachim. In other words, a pirch on the kavachim. The Gemara answers, "Mal mizbeach she can lezochu bemitzas. That the kahanim she zochu bemitzas. Hal zochu bemitzas zochu bekulei. What means lezochu bemitzas? We never, ever, ever, ever find the mizbeach being zoicha in the r. The mizbeach is only zoicha either in the Aimurin or in the Evari Oila, but they're never ever Zoich in the art. So don't go and bring me a raya from the Mizbeach. Ah, see, the Mizbeach gets the Basar, doesn't get the art. The Mizbeach has no Shaykhs to the art. So therefore, it's not Shaykh to ask a Pircham a Mizbeach. It's like total apples and oranges, nothing to do with Kehanim, nothing to do with Oiris. They have no Shaykhs. Okay, that's what we said at the end of the Mishnah as well. Rabbi Yoimer. So we had so far the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel. Now the third day is Rabbi. Rabbi Yoimer is a Rabbi. Kol Atzmal Yitrachno Ela Or Oyle. The truth of the matter is, I only needed the pasuk by an oil. I don't need a pasuk anywhere else. Shibachom Makan. Normally, Ha'or Mahalach Achar Abasa. The oil is just a tuffle to the basa. Wherever the basa goes, the or tags along. Wherever Mary went, the lamb went along. Wherever the basa goes, the or goes along. So, for instance, Parma Nisraf is here in Nisraf. What's the case of Parmenas Rafa here in the Srafim? What's the case of Parmenas Rafa? Barry, remind me. What's the Parmenas Rafa here in the Srafim?
The Pneumius, the
Chatoris Pneumius.
The Parah held over Shiva, Parah Koi Mashiach, the Parah Man Yom Kippur, that brought with
me. And what is the Irem on the Srafim?
That's the Sayer of the Nasi.
Sayer Nasi is a Mizbeach Chitzai.
Sayer Yom Kippur.
Sayer Yom Kippur. It's a Seirim. Seirim. And the second Tzar is talking about Tzirei Avoydazar. Those are Nisrafim. So what happens when you go and burn them? Hain Boyer say Nisrafim. Everything is burned, not just the Basa, but also the Oyreis. Imoyer. Chatzil Yosha. Bizibche Shalmi Tzibur. When do you bring Shalmi Tzibur? On Shavuos. What happens? Matana Lekoyin. These karbonis, after you did the Zrikas Adam, the remaining karbon belongs to the kohen, and now the kohen can do whatever he wants. Rotzim Avshit Noisim, if they want to, they can go and flay them, they can go and skin them. What happens if they found out from a cookbook that it tastes much better if you go and cook the animal, you cook the flesh, when it's still attached to the skin? So they'll roast it with the skin on, or they'll cook it, they'll boil it, they'll broil it, whatever. They can do that too. No problem. It belongs to them. Koshim kam lebalim. Rotzim afshit noise. Rotzim oichon noise al gabi oir. Same thing. Just like they have the flesh of the shlavim, they can go and have the oir attached, or they can detach it. They can go and skin it. So therefore, I don't need a pasik for any of those. The oir is tofel to the basis. Avol oile nemer ba. There is a special din in the tossing, in the pasuk. The hefshir is oil of an itach oisol in tzachel, that you dafke have to go and skin the oil before you put it on the mizbeach, and you cut it up into different quarters and different pieces. Yochel yake hanam zekon bi oira. I would think the kohanim should not have a schus in the oir. Once you do the hefshit, maybe just like the oila, the basar belongs to the mizbeach, belongs to the bainu shulayim. Maybe the oir also belongs to the mizbeach, belongs to the bainu shulayim. Tamaloi mo oir oila sheikriv lakoyin lo yeh. The mother leaves out a pasuk of the word lakoyin. No. Lakoyin and makom oila ish or oila sheikriv lakoyin lo yeh. So it goes to the kohen. Period. And that's the end of this part of the price. In other words, we have now three separate days. How we know Shar Kachi Kudishim and Kachim Kal. The Tanakhama says I have a Pasik Oiro Oila and I make I have a Hashir Hikriv, extra words to tell you Kachi Kudishim, Oila to be Mamayat Kachim Kal. Rabbi Shmuel says I don't need an extra word Hashir Hikriv, I learned it from a Kal V'Chomer. And Rabbi says I don't need a Pasik at all, I don't need a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Chadava Pashit. Wherever the Pasik goes, so goes the Oil, except for the Oila, where since I am detaching one from the other, I have to have a special Pasik for that.
We didn't refute Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer.
No, we did not. We tried to refute it from the Mizbeach, and then we said Mizbeach is Eino Mechiach, because Mizbeach has never any Shaykhah Tzahir. So therefore, it's apples and oranges. Good. Jokti Mar. Now, continues on the Braisa. This part of the Braisa is not so negir to the three-way Machloikis, but rather, Lo Yiyah. It says, Or Oila Shehikrim Lakoyim Lo Yiyah. I learned for that Lo Yiyah. Prat Litvul Yoyim. And Mechusikipurim. And an Oinen. That they do not get the oireis. That's for the oin, chosikipurim, and oinen. We learned about those yesterday and the day before, that they don't get a chelik in the carbon. They can eat the carbon if already at night they are now tohoirim, or that the mechosikipurim went and brought his missing carbon, his remaining carbon, or carbonois. The oinen, if you hold aninus lailis drabonon, and that you're allowed to eat the carbonis, they can eat the carbon, they don't get a chelik. But the question is, what about the oir? Says the Gemara. I would have thought, the reason why they don't get a chilek in the basar, because at the time of the Zerika Zadam, they weren't roi lachila, therefore disqualified from getting a chilek. Oh, but yizku ba'ar she'ena lachila, but they should still retain the rights to the ar, because ar has nothing to do with eating, so let the tful yoyim, and the oyin mechusik kippurim go and say, yich v'lo mashtikl from the ar. Tam aloyim lo yiyya, loyim meaning lakoyin lo yiyya, the koyin who is makrevid, because of the fact that they were not royal hakrava, they don't get a chelik either in the basar or in the ar. With that, we've concluded the price. And now we go back to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama, how did he know Kachi Kodeshim? Based on the extra words, Ashi Hikrim. Faith about Tanakhama, Nami Tepikli Medina. Why did he learn like Rabbi Shmuel? Why should he learn like Rabbi Shmuel? Dr. Tanakhama, you're right. I could also have learned it from the same Kal V'chaim as Rabbi Shmuel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his divine wisdom, decided he wants to go and insert these words, Asher Hikrif, into the Pasuk. For what purpose? To be Marbe and to include other Hakrovos, other Kabbalists, and if I don't need the Kal V'chaim B'chadach HaPasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Asher Hikrif, my Ovid Lay, since the Makoyer to Shar Kodesh Kodeshim is from Asher Hikrif, and Rabbi Shmuel learns it from the Kal V'chaim, what does he do with Asher Hikrif? He learns that those come to exclude the three. That they're not Asher Hikrif, they're not Roy L'Hakrif. They don't get a chelik in the Oyreis. At the end of the Braisa, we learn this very halacha from Lo'yir. Why did Rabbi Shmuel also learn it from Lo'yir? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Shmuel uses these Lo'yir for another limud. I have the Lo'yir repeated twice, one by Oyla, one by Oshem. Malalon, just like by the Korban Oshem, Atzmoisav Mutarin, you can go and use the bones for other purposes, meaning normally flesh after Yoim V'Layla would become noiser. The etzim, the bones of the Korban Ashim, do not become noiser, and I can use them afterwards to fashion kalim out of it. I can make bone china and make no bones about it. That's what the atzam is all about. So therefore, I can use their atzamas. Afghan, well, yeah, by oil is all that's voice of term that you can go and use atzamas for bones for making kalim. And now, so bottom line is, says Rabbi Shmuel, since I used the lo'yiyah for that drasha, I cannot exclude the triumvirate of the tful yoyim, the mechusik yibur min oynen, and if I learn those from the asher hikrif. Afraid he more yet, but it better be mufni, it better be that at least one of the two tzedodim of this gezeirah shava are extra. Tivay mufni, if it's not mufni, ikhil mifrach, I can go and ask a pircha. What's a pircha? Mali oshim, she came to sari mutter like, well, Mr. Shem, sari mutter. What does he want to mean to say? You're saying lo'yiyah lo'yiyah. Yeah, just like by Asham, bones are mutter. Same thing as the Gabi Oila, bones are mutter. I got a pircha. What's my pircha? The reason why by Asham the bones are mutter, because the flesh is also mutter the Kahanim. So the Kahanim have full shlita over the basar and the atzamais. So the basar they got to eat, and the atzamais they can use, and the atzamais even after Yom Balayla remains mutter. Mashenke the Gabi the Kahanim Oila, the Kahanim have no right to the oila. The basar oila goes on the Mizbeach. So since their whole right to the carbon oila is quite flimsy, I would think that maybe they have no rights to the atzamais either. And therefore, how can you make such a gzeira? Shava. Evdimar loyeh, kro yeseiru. The loyeh, in fact, is extra. I don't need loyeh. Why is the loyeh extra? Says Rashi. Because it could have simply said in the pasuk. Hakoyin hamakrabes oilas ish. Or who oila asher hikriv lakoyin. You know what happens to the oro oila asher hikriv? It goes to the koyin. Why do you have to say loyeh? Menetach the koyin. We can go ask Rashi right before the Mishnah, middle of the Amid. Kray Yisiru. The Matzah Lirik Tavar Oila Ashi Hekrev Lakoyin. Velishnoik. Not that the Pasuk said Velishnoik. The Pasuk could simply have said, Oila Ashi Hekrev Lakoyin. Why do I need Loyir? Oh, Loyir is extra if I learn this Drasha Latos. So that's the Mishnah.
When the Ola is brought on the Mizbeach up the Kedesh,
yes.
they're not separating the bones anyway from there. They're tossing the whole thing on the maracha. So what's this idea that the bones are somehow mutter?
Okay, for example, if you remember, we had the Gemara before, that if you have the bones still attached to the basar, you put them also on the maracha. If they were detached, you don't put them on the maracha. What happens if they were originally on the maracha and then they were sparks and they fell off the maracha? You do not return them because now they become detached. So we're talking about at some ways that are not on the maracha because they were detached from the basar. Those can be used for ken. So the Mishnah. Kol akudashem she'ir ben psul kardim lef sheiton ein oiroi seyen lekehanim. The Akhrev Shaitan, or is saying the Kehan. Our Mishnah is somewhat parallel to the first Mishnah that we learned at the beginning of today's Daf, in that the Mishnah distinguished between whether you had Kochim Sheir Ben Psul, Koidim Lizrika, or Acher Zrika, like the first Rashi in the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph. Here we're not talking about before Zrika, after Zrika, we're talking about before Hefshed or after Hefshed. And in fact, when we get into the Gemara, either today or tomorrow, we will see in Mi'at Hashem that the Gemara is going to try to see whether the two Mishnayos work hand in hand, or whether in fact they argue with one another. So what does our Mishnah say? Kalakudashim she'ir ben psul, koidim lefshet. When we talk about koidim lefshet, automatically we're talking about an oiler, because oiler has that din that you have to be mafshedit. Like the Gemara brought the pasuk before, the hefshet is a oiler, the nitachosol and tzached, the other kabbalas, you don't have to be mafshedit. Okay. So now what you have, kudashim she'ir ben psul, koidim lefshet. Before you did the hefshet, before you removed the oir, guess what happened? The carbon became possible. It became possible the tumah, became possible the yoytzeh. Whatever happened, it was possible before hefshet. And there is still the kahanim. Now the kahanim do not get the ar. What's going to happen to the carbon? Since the carbon is possible, you're going to burn the base of deshem together with the ar. The ar doesn't go to the kahanim. However, in hamz la'achar of shaitan, you already did hefshet, you removed the skin, and the basar became tamei, or got possible biyotzei, etc. La'achar of shaitan, or sin l'kahanim. Then the ar goes to the kahanim, even though the mizbeach is not going to be zoicha in the basar. It was raw oi to the mizbeach, but the mizbeach didn't actually get it. Makes no difference. As long as it was roi at one time, presumably achazrika, the Gemara is going to deal with that. The oils go to the kahanim.
Is there a requirement of when the hefshet occurs vis-a-vis the zrika, before the zrika, after zrika, or it depends on the traffic?
That's Mi'at Hashem going to. If you look two lines before the end of the Amud, look at two lines before the end. Umayda Rabbi, what is
it?
You're not supposed to do hefshet before zrika. However, what happens if you did do it before zrika? That doesn't pass the karma, but you just didn't do it the way you're supposed to. Okay, Mi'at Hashem, we'll see when you get into it. Anyway, so far the Tanakam has made a chiluk between before hefshet and after hefshet. Omrim chenis kana kahan miyomai loyreisi or shiyoyt the basis reif. I never saw an or going the basis reif. And Rashi immediately points out that Rav Chanina Skana Kehanan seems to be supporting what the Tana Kama said. Because the Tana Kama said, La'achrev Shaitan, after the Hashit, then the Or goes to the Kahanan. Said Rav Chanina Skana Kehanan, I can testify, I never saw that an Or on its own went to the Basis Reifa. Why? Because it went to the Kahanan. He's not talking, however, a case where the Or was still attached to the flesh before Hefshit, because the Tana Kama said, if it's before Hefshit, it becomes possible, that ain't Or to send the Kahanan. And then it would go to the Basis. So B'chanina Skana Kana apparently is talking about a detached oir on its own. I never saw a detached oir going the basis right, because as soon as it's detached, I know automatically that it's not possible. The basa may become possible, but not the oir. The oir would go to the Kana. Amar Rebekiva, so Rebekiva now wants to be medayik from the Rebekhanin's Kana Kanam's words, Midvar, Lamanu, Midvar, Lamanu, Shamaf Shida Sabachar, Venim Satraifa, Shia Oisa Kehanam be Oirai. But I'm the Vimaf Shida Bachar. And afterwards you find that it's a Traifa, that means that this Behema was never good from the first moment. It didn't become Traifa afterwards now, it became Traifa while the animal was still alive. So what happens now? The Kahanim can still take the R. Why? Because Rebbe Akiva says, presumably there were times in the Beis HaMikdash where the animal became a treifa la'achra mais. In other words, after they did the Shechita, they went to look inside of the R. What happened? Said Reb Chanina Skanikam, I never saw that you took an out an oil of basis reifa. This is eight zechos of this oil would also go to the Kanam, even though this carbon was possible from the very, very beginning.
The
from
it was never reifa. How can it not burn the skin?
So that's what Reb Akiva is trying to say. From the fact that Reb Chanina Skanikam said, I never in my life ever saw an oil on its own going the basis reifa. Why not? Anytime you have a fossil carbon, so then the oil should also be fossil. Zokter, from Reb Chanina Skanikam's words, it appears that if a person did a hefshit and now he discovered that there is a treifa, what do you do with that oil? Still give it to the Kahanim after all, even though the carbon was nothing possible from the very beginning, from the inception it was no good, like our first Mishnah says.
First Mishnah says that
exactly, the Kahanim do not get the R. Rabbi Kiva apparently disagrees. We'll have to wait until the Gemara Miyat Hashem. The Gemara is going to try to synthesize the two Mishnahs to see if they work hand in hand. We're going to see Miyat Hashem. Anyway, that's what Rabbi Kiva wanted to medayik from Chanina Skanikam's word. The Chamam Oyim and the Chamam say, Rabbi Kiva, with all due respect, Ein loyra inu raya, aliyes lebeisus reifa. Just because Rabbi Chanina Skanikam said, I never saw it, maybe Taka didn't see it, because maybe it happened on a day when he wasn't there, when he was on vacation. Or maybe during the time that he was a Skana Kahanim, in fact there was never such a case. But that doesn't mean that this case doesn't exist. If and when it should ever turn out that an animal, subsequently I find out the animal was Treifa, and therefore there was a non-kosher carbon from the very beginning, and if I was mashed the R, then you have to go and take the R, and you got to go and burn it, because the whole carbon was possible from the very beginning. However, that you said, you never saw it, okay, you never saw it, you have that expression brought very often in the poiskim as well. If you have a rov, the paskim says, well, I never heard of such a thing, I never saw such a thing. No. You didn't hear, you didn't see, but that's why it's halach. We'll stop over here, because otherwise we start into a brand new sugya. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.